USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An announcement expected later today from the White House that President Trump's approving $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese exports. CNN reporting that Trump gave the green light yesterday after a meeting with his Treasury Secretary, Commerce Chief, and U.S. Trade Representative. Earlier this week, during talks in Beijing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said,
Our deficit with China is still too high. I stress how important it is for President Trump to rectify that situation so that trade becomes more balanced.
China's already announced it will retaliate by putting $50 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. products, from cars to planes to soybeans. Six people hospitalized after a roller coaster car derailed in Daytona Beach, Florida yesterday. Officials say two people were thrown more than 30 feet to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A federal immigration policy that separates kids from their illegal immigrant parents at the U.S.-Mexico border now sparking protests across the country. Thousands of people gathered yesterday for rallies and marches in more than a dozen states, including California, Texas, New York, and Michigan. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort expected to plead not guilty and ask a judge not to revoke his bail when he's arraigned on new criminal charges later today. Manafort and a Russian businessman face charges of witness tampering. Yesterday, the White House press secretary responded to the filing of a lawsuit by New York's attorney general against the Trump Foundation.
The president or anyone else use funds from the Trump Foundation to pay for personal business or campaign?
I'm not aware of any of that taking place.
In a tweet, President Trump refers to the lawsuit as the work of sleazy New York Democrats, and he calls it another witch hunt. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kentucky's suing pharmacy giant Walgreens over what the state officials there call a dual role in the opioid crisis the chain plays. In the suit, Kentucky's Attorney General Andy Beshear alleges that through its role as both a pharmacy and a distributor, Walgreens directly contributed to the state's drug epidemic. It's the sixth opioid-related lawsuit that Beshear has filed, the latest in a wave of such suits brought by state and local governments against the pharmaceutical industry in connection with the opioid crisis. Congressman Steve King is standing by comments he made on Tuesday when he retweeted a self-proclaimed neo-Nazi. Mark Collette, who has been featured in several documentaries about white supremacy, tweeted a statistic showing the reportedly majority of young Italians oppose mass immigration. The Iowa Republican retweeting Collette from his official account, asking if America will wake up in time like Europe supposedly has. And Kellogg's is now voluntarily recalling Honey Smack cereal due to a possible link to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The CDC says the puffed wheat cereal is a likely source of the outbreak that has sickened 73 people in 31 states. There have been 24 people hospitalized so far. No deaths reported. The FDA is inspecting a facility that makes Honey Smacks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.